My name is Charles Conover. If you glance at that, you'll notice that I have a 1 mile border on the south side of this piece of property of Trimble, and I have nearly a quarter mile on the south side of the property. Everybody you've heard for this does not own any adjoining property. There's only three people that adjoin the property, and one of those is Irby Gibbons, Mr. Burkhart, and myself. The topography of this property, and it wasn't really so bad before they moved all the vehicles. Now everything's on a hillside. The slope on that hillside ranges from about 10 to 20%, but it's all down. In fact, all of the drainage from this site is onto my property. The surrounding land is all agricultural and residential. There's no industrial anywhere within 3 or 4 miles. In spite of being turned down by planning and zoning, they've continued to construction on this site. As most water drainage comes to my property, I've put on the piece of paper that you have. I'm going to talk about my road into my property. I bought the property in 98. It was empty. It had a fallen down barn on it, but that was it. Since that time, I've constructed barns, a home, a shop, the whole works. I wanted a road at least was decent, so we engineered a road where two cars could pass. The road is elevated, has swales on both sides, and I have nearly 12 culverts total in that road to handle the drainage off the property of the Trimbles. I'm only going to talk about the first drainage on the property. The first drainage on the property is directly below the site that they're developing for an auto wrecking yard. In 1999, we started construction of the road. When we reached that drainage, and I'm only going to talk about that one drainage directly below their site, we could not determine the flow, and we estimated the flow to be equivalent to 2 24-inch culverts. We couldn't put the culverts any deeper because it's solid rock, so we had to elevate the road. Those two culverts did not handle the drainage. So in 2001, we put a third culvert in. So we had 3 24-inch culverts. Now for 22 years, those three culverts had no problem handling the drainage. However, on July 15th, my road was covered with a 1.5-inch rain, according to my weather station, from the Trimble property. Now, where did all that water come from all of a sudden? Well, obviously, it came from the site they're developing, which is on the downslope to my property. Not only have they built a lot of buildings up there, they've had well over 100 cars up there, And none of these things is going to absorb the rainfall, so where is it going to go? To me. To me. I might mention also that where the Trimble flow comes onto my property, it's only slightly more than another quarter mile to the take line on Bull Shoals Lake. Because my property borders Bull Shoals take line for 1.5 miles. I'm done. Any questions?
Can you see the vehicles from your property?
Yes, I can.
You can see the vehicles.
I can even see it from my house.
Can you zoom in? I'm trying to remember. Is your mailbox on the right hand, like your driveway on the right hand side of Cooper Road? I'm trying to remember.
You want me to point it out?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Thank you.
This is my road. My house sits here, and I can see it. But from everywhere on this road, you can also see it. This is my border here, and my border runs up here also.
Okay.
So I'm on two sides of them. I bought this, it was 1,200 acres. I now have 1,500 in this location.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Go ahead. Thank you.
My name is Tom Ailey. I live in Protown. I own and direct the Ozark Underground Laboratory. The laboratory was established in 1966 and conducts groundwater hydrology studies worldwide, but with primary focus on the Ozarks. We specialize in the design and conduct of groundwater tracing studies involving contaminant transport in groundwater. I'm licensed in Missouri as a registered geologist, licensed in Arkansas, Kentucky, and Alabama as a professional geologist. In this matter, I have no client. I'm just a resident of the area. I work with groundwater. This is karst, and karst groundwater is very sensitive to contaminants and contaminant transport. It's not that I don't have enough work to do. I presented both oral and written testimony at the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission hearing on this issue on May 9. There have been changes made on the property since the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously denied a conditional use permit. Most of the hundreds of vehicles that have been hauled to that property and left exposed to the weather are now gone. Most apparently were crushed on site and then removed. With respect to water and impact on water, that was the worst thing that could possibly have been done. Junk vehicles contain many pollutants, including oil and grease, ethylene glycol, heavy metals, including mercury, chromium, and lead, various acid and alkaline waters, chlorinated solvents, arsenic, and almost certainly PFAS compounds. The PFAS compounds, commonly called forever chemicals, have received recent attention as a result of EPA's recommendations on maximum concentrations in drinking water of a few parts per trillion. The toxicity of compounds like the PFAS is very, very tiny. parts per trillion. When vehicles are crushed, pollutants are liberated. When properly done, these pollutants are captured and properly disposed of as hazardous waste. Among other things, that requires designed and properly constructed and operated containment basins. As far as I can see, no such facilities exist on the Trimble site. Instead, a portion of these wastes has been transported onto adjacent properties by stormwater runoff and introduced into the groundwater system. My recommendation is this is hydrologically and geologically an unsuitable site for a salvage yard. The applicant has never followed proper approaches for permitting or operating a salvage yard. I find no reason to expect that the applicant would operate a salvage facility in a proper manner if granted a conditional use permit. For the good of Taney County and water quality on surrounding properties, this proposed conditional use permit should again be denied. Thank you. Do you have any questions of me? Thank you for your time.
Okay, is there anybody else who would like to speak on opposed to this project?
My name's Willard Trimble. I live at the end of Trimble Road. And they're speaking about the cars being crushed. They had tarps down. They had containers caught all the fluids. They were very particular on what they did, how they done it, when they done it. And it was very contained. That's all I have to say. Other than the water runs off south, not across Charlie Conover. What runs west off of Charlie Conover comes off of Ernie Giddens' place. And when we got the heavy rain, guess what? Our roads were washed out, too, and we got 24-inch culvert in ours.
Okay.
And it depends on the type of rain you're going to get, whether it washes your road out or not. Any questions?
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Okay, we'll give a moment for the applicant to come back up.
In regards to what Mr. Smith said, as Scott said, I was in contact and worked very closely with DNR. This is the last photograph that was submitted to DNR while we were working on my stormwater permit through my lawyer in Branson. So this was all sent to them so they know exactly where the cars were placed when she came and did the on-site inspection. And she's the one who came before and told us where to put the gravel and everything. So DNR knows exactly where those cars are, and this last photograph is what my lawyer sent them whenever we were finishing up all my stuff with DNR. So they have that photograph there. I'm not sure what he might have seen the original permit. I'm not sure, but application, but those photographs were submitted to them, so they know exactly where the cars are. And it was where they were when they did their last on-site inspection. As far as the Department of Transportation, the rules and stuff, I have that. I've looked at it. My understanding is that does not pertain to us. We're not on a major highway or any other type of major road. My numbers don't meet that, so I am under the impression that this did not apply to me. So because of where my site is and my numbers. So. And I don't know of anything else, so thank you for your consideration.
Hold on a second.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
DNR is going to continue to check on the location?
Yes, we have site inspections periodically. I have logs that I keep for them. Everything is in my folder. Again, I worked with a legal team and everything when I was working with DNR and everything to put this all together. And we are in compliance with them.